Well, the latest information I have from the police and those who were close to the incident is that six people have been confirmed dead. More than 40, I think the number is 46, are injured in a number of hospitals across London. Some of them, I'm afraid, are critical. And, of course, the three terrorists have also been killed by the police last night.
What does it say about the safety of Londoners at the moment that this could happen?
Well, look, I think words can't describe the grief and anger Londoners will be feeling this morning and throughout today. I'm appalled and furious that these evil cowards would have deliberately targeted innocent Londoners and bystanders enjoying their Saturday nights. And we condemn, you know, in the strongest possible terms, these terrorists. The thing is that look, we can't allow these terrorists to succeed, and we're not going to allow them to succeed. They're not going to win, but nor should we be cowed by terrorism. One of the things that they hate is our way of life, the fact that we mingle and mix, that we get on so well, that we enjoy our freedoms, enjoy Saturday night, including visitors to our great city. They hate our democracy. They hate our human rights. And what we can't allow to happen is for them to, in any way, minimise that or destroy that.
There will be those who will seek to use this attack to drive a wedge between London Muslims and the rest of the city. What would you say to those people?
Well, look, at the moment, my thoughts are with the all those affected by the attack last night. Literally dozens and dozens of people who were looking forward to a great night have been affected by this. Six have lost their life, more than 14 hospitals. My thoughts are with them. But anybody seeking to use this horrific attack as a way to fuel division and divide our communities needs to think very carefully about using this attack for personal advantage. This was an attack on our city. This was an attack on our way of life. And we aren't going to be cowed by terrorism, nor will we allow people to use this attack for their own personal gain.
JTAC reduced the Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre reduced the threat level from critical to severe only a few days ago. Question marks over that decision?
I don't think so. Look, JTAC are experts and they're privy to intelligence that I'm not, and many of you listeners won't be either. And what they do is they look at the intelligence they have and all that intelligence. And that's what's led them for a few years now to have a threat level of severe across the country. And that means an attack is highly likely. It was raised to critical in the days after the Manchester attack for very good reasons. And that means basically that an attack is imminent, because the intelligent experts were worried about other people involved with the attack after the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. And the experts are independent from politicians. They look at all the intelligence, and that's why they've decided the threat level is severe, which means an attack is highly likely, which is why I say to listeners to please be vigilant, but also be calm. If they see anything at all that is suspicious, or they're worried about the behaviour of their neighbours or people they know, could be friends, please report it to the authorities so they can act on it.
There's only 5 days to go into a general election campaign. Is there now a case to be said that this should be postponed and perhaps we should vote in a couple of weeks' time?
Not at all. My focus today, of course, will be on the attack last night. But, you know, the general election takes place on Thursday. It's quite clear these terrorists hate democracy, hate elections. They hate our way of life. We cannot allow them to destroy or disrupt our way of life or our elections. I'm looking forward to voting on Thursday. And that's one of the things we can show our resilience and our stoicism by not allowing these terrorists to disrupt our way of life.
Just one final question. The police responded in 8 minutes. It seemed as if they they did their job fantastically.
Listen, my respect for the emergency services increases each additional day I'm the mayor of London. They responded actually quicker than that. They were there within a couple of minutes, and these terrorists were shot and killed very, very quickly. There were plainclothes officers there, people off duty who were there helping the injured as well as tackling the terrorists. All the emergency services, all the first responders are owed a debt of gratitude by London, and I thank them for all the work they do day in, day out. And we saw last night, as we did on the 22nd of March, as we did after the attack in Manchester, the heroism of our emergency services and the first responders, and I thank them all very much.
Just one final question. Is there any read across between what happened last night and possible future attacks? Because I know you're going to Cobra this morning from the intelligence that you've seen or been briefed on.
Well, I've been briefed on a number of things by the Met Police Commissioner and by the experts. I'm afraid I can't share that with your listeners, but I'm sure that the head of counter-terror will be providing as much information as he can after the Cobra meeting. What I would say, though, is that we should all go about our business today, be calm and be vigilant. The threat level remains as severe as it's been for a few years now, which means an attack across the country is highly likely. If you see anything at all that is suspicious, please report it to the authorities.